right, when it comes to dating, or when it came to dating back in the day, do you think you had a type? You can text us at 92925. Mark, it's been a while for you.
We've been married for 18 years.
Did you have a type back in the day?
I think I had a type, but it maybe evolved the older I got, right? The older I got.
I was going to say it evolved because you met your wife and you're like, okay, now she's my type.
Exactly. The older I got, the more kind of serious I wanted, the more family oriented I wanted.
All right. Well, would you say you have a type, Andy?
I try not to, but I do. I would always find myself dating shorter girls, so I guess that was my type.
Okay. It's Kim, do you have a type?
I like the taller, blue eyes.
Success. Okay. We're all thinking success. You guys are all thinking physical things. That's
true.
Where my brain first goes as well. Like, I'm kind of into beards right now. But I wouldn't have said before that I had a type, necessarily. Like, I've dated people who look completely different. I mean, I guess if we all had to choose, like, our perfect specimen of a human being, I could imagine and sort of fathom what he may look like. Yeah. But I've never really pictured myself with a certain type of person. And there is a new study that shows that it might sort of be like a fallacy, the idea of having a type. They surveyed more than 700 men and women. So let's say you were part of the survey, Mark.
Yep.
They asked you to name your top three favorite traits, okay? And now these ones were less superficial than all of ours were. They were talking about being funny or intelligent or successful, those sort of things.
I would say, intelligent, yet with an edge.
Okay.
I'm going to physical again. I'm going to go with... natural.
Okay. 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 Natural.
And I'm going to go with importance on family.
Okay. Okay. All great traits. So then they were told to rate the attractiveness of some of their acquaintances based on whether or not they possess these traits. So they put people in front of you and said, okay, do you find this person attractive? And then they were like, well, she has maybe one of the traits that you said, maybe two of them. And they found that there was absolutely no correlation, that actually you would choose people that you'd want to date based on the positive traits that other people in the study came up with. So they're basically saying that positive traits are important, but the ones you think are important to you really didn't manifest in your relationships at all.
Yeah, but what's positive to one person might be negative to another.
But the study concluded that it's not. That wasn't the case. That you said that these things were popular, but the person were important to you, but the person you found most attractive wasn't necessarily putting importance on family or the other things.
Okay.
You actually ended up choosing somebody who had someone else's traits, meaning those traits aren't necessarily quite as important to us as we think they are.
I get it. I mean, for me, my number one thing, if we're not talking physical, is sense of humor, which something that Mark didn't mention.
Here's someone for you then. They said on our text line at 92925, my type at this point is just breathing. Are they alive?
Yes, check that off the list.
But we all know those people who date the same person over and over and over again. I have a friend that I went to high school with. I literally thought he went through four girlfriends. I thought they were all the same girl, Jillian, because they looked exactly the same.
Well, that's a problem, right? Wouldn't you want to, after maybe the first, second, kind of change tracks and say, well, maybe this type is not for me?
Well, I would think, and I think about this a lot, and being single, people will always ask me, like, what's on your list? I was with a friend this weekend who has such a precise list when it comes to what she's looking for in a guy. She didn't go out on a second date with a guy because he drank Coke at the dinner when they went out for
dinner.
Come on. She's very, very particular.
Right.
But I always get a little triggered because I don't really have a list per se. And I'm like, am I not putting out into the universe what I really want by just sort of letting it flail in the wind and saying, like, whoever, whatever. I just figure that one day you'll meet somebody and the chemistry is so much that you can't stay away from each other regardless of the list.
What does this study say about dating sites? Because aren't you putting in all sorts of criteria on dating sites? And
no,
it's up to you.
Dating sites are just based on one stupid thing, which is what you think of that photo in
picture,
the moment.
Tinder.
It's just one. It's
picture
not,
from 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go and it doesn't work. You've just triggered me again.
All
of the bad dates I've gone on from dating, I've given up on online dating. Absolutely. What do you think about having a list, though, and having a type? And if you do have one, I want to know what your type is. As you notice, we all said very physical things.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
But when we were talking about this study, they were like, oh, there's a lot more depth there, right? Think about whether they're funny, whether they're bright, whether they care about family, whether they love food, if you're a food foodie, those sort of things. 92925, what is your type? We'll see what most Montrealers have to say about this. I'm excited to read some of these. They're already coming in. Pink up first, and what about us? With that Humidex. So there's a new survey, and this was 700 people that they surveyed, actually. They did this study, and they found that people who say they have a type, you may not. Maybe none of us do, because they concluded at the end of this survey that when people said they had a type, they actually fell for people who weren't that type at all. It didn't turn out that way. You know, now that I think of it, physically, when it comes to like physical features, I wouldn't say that I have a type, because I have dated men who look completely different. But if there is one type of guy who turns my head more than any other, it's a guy who looks like my first like real serious relationship. First person I'd say I was really in love with during my first year of college.
What did he look like?
He looks like him. He was very tall.
Okay.
He was a jerk. And he was...
there it is.
He did have blue eyes too. But I probably more often date guys with brown eyes, I would say. But I will say that if someone's going to turn my head, they're often guys that look like him. Maybe I turn my head and then want to run away because it was not a healthy relationship at all. But either way, that always sort of catches my eye.
So, you know, the pickier you are, the harder there is to find someone. That's what Sandra says. People who have a long list and picky 99% of the time, they always complain and don't understand why they're still single.
Yeah.
Don't use the list. Just go with your chemistry with a person. Often enough, you'll always end up with the person opposite completely of what you always wanted.
Look, I've heard both, and this is why I'm never quite sure, because I've heard people saying be so specific. You have to be extremely specific. Put it out in the universe and you will get it. And then other people will say that you shouldn't have a list. I'm torn on that one.
That's interesting. Sabrina used to be really specific. She said she used to only date tall guys, but then she met her boyfriend who's only an inch taller than her, and she really hesitated when it came to actually officially dating him. And she thought that was really shallow of herself. Then she actively got to know him and put it out of her mind, and she didn't even think twice about it because he's amazing.
I think that's my issue with the idea of having a type. So if I were to say that my type are brown eyes, does that mean that my soulmate's going to be there and I'll be like, no, you got blue eyes. It can't work. That's crazy to me.
You're limiting the amount of people.
We've got Marilyn on the line. Marilyn, what's your type?
Like spontaneous man, a funny man, athletic, obviously someone who's loyal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. See, you said, okay, the men on our text line, from what I can tell, are saying very physical things. It's the men are like, I love a tall girl, or I love a girl with tattoos and piercings. And then the women are talking about things a little bit deeper than that.
Yeah, for sure. But if we're going to steal off physical things, I obviously like a taller man, dark features, a beard. Blue eyes is nice.
What was the second thing you said before beard?
Tall.
You said tall, blue eyes. Beard, and blue eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, me too. No, I'll pick you on the eye color.
And dark features.
Dark features. Oh, but you can't have dark features and blue eyes all the time.
That's tough.
That's too much. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're getting too specific there when you're like, I want him to be tall but a little bit short. You know, dark features but really blonde hair. It's too much. Thank you so much for all your texts this morning at 92925. Right now, it is 8:15 and we're about to kick off 2 hours of hits nonstop with Lewis Capaldi. Got Maroon 5 in there. Latest from Lady Gaga with Ariana Grande as well. So good. And Donna Saker is back, so she's going to be joining.